I'm now joined by Sean Haughey, TD, to speak about a number of local issues in the Dublin Bay North area. A very good morning to Sean, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
No problem, Donny. Good to hear from you.
And likewise. First of all, Sean, in relation to the unfinished works for Balmain Street and refurbishments on Balmain Avenue, just tell us, what's the current position with regard to, you know, Part 8 of the planning application?
Okay, well, as you know, Balmain is a relatively new estate, and there's still a lot of development works to be carried out. So Dublin City Council have made a Part 8 planning application. They want to complete the unfinished Balmain Main Street and also carry out refurbishments on Balmain Avenue. So it's quite a big undertaking. You know, it involves landscaping and provision of pedestrian operated signals and so on, bus lane facilities. So it's still at public consultation phase. So if any residents locally or residents or, you know, motorists or whatever that use that area, they can submit submissions at this stage to Dublin City Council, and in due course the councillors will vote on it. But I don't envisage any problems with this. It's, you know, it's work that has to be carried out, and I'd imagine most people would be happy with the proposals.
Right. And when would you expect works to recommence, or have they already?
No. So maybe the planning permission, you know, will probably be granted in the coming weeks, and I would imagine that works will commence sometime next year. As I said, there's a lot of development going on in that area. You know, Parkside, Balmain, Clare Hall, Clongriffin, and there's a lot of public transport proposals on the table in relation to bus connects and so on. So all these works are necessary to facilitate those public transport initiatives as well.
Right, I think the construction of the carriageway, footpaths and cycleways, and also the bus lane facilities might be the bulk of it. And I think, and on one side of the road, you've got a grass margin and nothing else, isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
right. I mean,
okay.
It's not just for motorists and buses. They're talking about completing the cycleways as well and putting in footpaths. And again, for pedestrians, they're talking about signalised junctions at Balmain Avenue, for Balmain Main Street, and at Balmain Main Street and Malahide Road, at those two junctions. They're talking about signalised junctions as well, and Toucan crossings as part of the scheme are also proposed.
Right, I'm with you. Sounds good. In relation to the DART services, particularly the Northern Line, there are three major issues of concern, I believe. It's service, also its capacity, and also security for passengers. So while services have improved during peak times in the last number of months, we still appear to have a capacity problem and serious overcrowding because of the reduced number of carriages on some trains. Are you aware of any plans in place to tackle this problem?
Yes, it's a big problem, and you know, commuters are complaining, particularly in relation to the morning peak, that the DART services are overcrowded, and you know they're creaking at the seams, so to speak. I have raised it with the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, and also directly with the National Transport Authority. And the National Transport Authority informed me that they're very aware of the situation. You know, that they have. Change the timetable in order to, you know, divert more train times to the morning peak, and that's being monitored. But the National Transport Authority do accept that more carriages are needed on that Northern Line, either investing in new carriages or leasing carriages or refurbishing existing carriages. So that's in the pipeline as well, but in my view, it's urgent because, as I mentioned previously, there's a lot of development going on in that area, you know, going out to Port Marnock and Malahide and into Clongriffin and so on, and really the DART service has to keep up with that demand. But I'm assured by the National Transport Authority that they are very aware of the situation and that they're doing everything they can in the short term, medium term and long term to address the situation.
Right, okay. But also, anyway, on a good note, we also have the increased services during this festive season. We've had a number of antisocial behaviour and crime incidents on the Northern Line going right back to early summer of this year, and it's been increasing since. What new measures are in place to tackle this problem? Are you aware?
Well, Yeah, this is a serious problem. It's a serious problem for employees of Irish Rail and also Dublin Bus as well, and the National Bus and Rail Workers Union have been very vocal on that in recent weeks. I mean, there was a major incident in Clongriffin Dart Station earlier this year, whereby vandals just basically took over a train as it was coming into Clongriffin. So Éire na Ndearn said they're very much aware of the situation. They said they have introduced a mobile patrol team which will be in a position to respond to incidents at these locations. They also say they have placed a static security presence at Clongriffin to monitor this station and to be in a position to respond to incidents either on board Dart trains or at this station. But I think the Gardaí have a role to play as well, and a lot of people are calling on the Gardaí to have a dedicated transport section, you know, whereby there will be specific Gardaí designated to deal with these increasing antisocial crimes on buses, on the Dart, and on Lewis as well. It's also a problem on Lewis. So, unfortunately, it's a sign of the times we live in. But passengers need to feel safe when they're using public transport, and I think it does need to be addressed, and the Gardaí, I think, need to give it particular attention.
Okay. I think between Kilbarrick and Portmarnock, we have a serious problem, as all stations between and including both are unmanned for most of the time. I mean, even last Sunday, I was there at Clongriffin Station. One paying machine was vandalised, the other one wasn't working. There was no representative from Irish Rail available, and I had to just hop on the train and pay for it when I got to Tara Street, which is not ideal, is it? But also, later in the day, you know, every day at these stations, I'd have to say that they're prime targets for crime, as hardly anyone is around. What's your view on that?
Yeah, I agree. People demand high standards across the board in all walks of life, and public transport should be no different. While Irish Rail say they have placed a security presence at Clongriffin, I obviously that's only from time to time, here and there. So, yeah, I mean, it is a big issue, and I know disabled people also have issues with that if stations are unmanned for long periods of time as well. So, the time probably has come for a more permanent presence, because some of these stations can appear, you know, very isolated at night time and so on, and passengers would be apprehensive. All right, yeah, certainly that there are issues that really do need to be addressed. All right.
Okay, and what's your view on the possibility now, I say, of having an actual Garda station in Clongriffin itself because of its
right, well,
position?
This is a big issue as well. Clongriffin is a huge residential development, and obviously the neighbouring areas are also developing rapidly. So these areas, including Clongriffin, are in the district of Coolock. And I think residents in Clongriffin are concerned that they're at the very outskirts of the Coolock district, you know, so they feel response times are quite low. They really are calling for a Garda station or a sub-Garda station to be put in place in Clongriffin or in that district anyhow, because, you know, there's the population of that area, when you go even across to, you know, Baldoyle, you know, the coast and the Red Arches and all that, the things are changing, and the population of that area is set to increase substantially in the coming years. Now, I know the Gardaí are saying, I've been in touch with the Gardaí at Coolock, you know, they're saying they have one superintendent, three inspectors, 24 sergeants and 183 Garda. But we could always do with more Gardaí on the beat. And they say that they're working closely with the Clongriffin Community Forum, and that they They're setting up a neighbourhood watch there. These are all good things. They have ethnic liaison officers, because there's many foreign nationals living in Clongriffin as well. And that's all welcome. But I think ultimately the solution would be to reorganise the Garda districts, having regard to the population explosion which is underway on the northern fringe, and a Garda station sooner or later will have to be put in that area as well.
That sounds good. Sean, tell us about the construction of two new schools in Balmain.
Okay, so the two schools in Balmain at the moment, they're only temporary structures. So the Department of Education has agreed to provide two permanent schools in Balmain, and the construction of these schools has commenced, and that's welcome. And you're probably also aware that there's plans for other schools, having regard to the population explosion, as I mentioned. Educate Together has been designated as the patron of the proposed new school at Dunamead, Howth, Dublin 13, Balmain, Clongriffin. That's the sort of the general area. So now the temporary accommodation will be sourced for that school, and in due course a new school will be built. And then it's also proposed to provide a new primary school in the general area of Dunamead, Howth, Dublin 13. So the first stage would be to select a patron, and that's a very democratic process. To the best of my knowledge, with regard to that primary school in the Dunamead, Howth, Dublin 13 area, I thought the patronage voting online is commencing next year, but I just have a feeling it started already. I probably need to check that out. So if people have strong views on who the patron of this school should be, they can vote on that. Details will be on the Department of Education and Skills website. So again, it's good to see that there's planning going on by the Department of Education, and that they won't just be surprised when there's queues forming outside schools to enrol. So yeah, a lot of educational facilities are in the pipeline for Balmain and surrounding areas.
Yeah, that sounds good, actually. Educate Together for the primary and secondary in Dunamead, Howth, Balmain and Clongriffin, Dublin 13 area. It's probably down the road, though, is it? Probably not going to happen.
Well, first of all, just on your point there about Educate Together, I think people do want a choice. There's the voluntary Catholic schools, and then there's all sorts of other models as well, including Educate Together, and there's other possible patrons, or the City of Dublin Enterprise and Training Board, and so on, and other voluntary organisations too. I think it's going to proceed quite quickly. I asked the Minister for Education, what site or what temporary accommodation is being sourced for the new second level school in Dunamead, Howth, Dublin 13, Balmain, Clongriffin area, and he was reluctant to give me the details, so because the negotiations are at a sensitive stage and there's commercial considerations and so forth. So no, they do appear to be proceeding hastily with this, having regard to the child population expected in the coming years.
Right, excellent. Right, just to change the subject again, I keep changing the subject, Sean. I hope
no
you don't
problem,
mind,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I know you
yeah.
may be stuck for time, and I don't want to keep you too long, but I believe
no problem.
Walking and cycle route between Baldoyle and Portmarnock now has the green light. Just tell us a little bit more about it.
This has been in the pipeline now for a while. Cycling is a huge form of transport for people now, growing in popularity all the time as our roads become congested with too many motorists. So this was an initiative by Fingal County Council to have a cycleway and walkway from Baldoyle to Portmarnock along that coast road. Most people will be familiar with it. So recently, of Vorpanola granted planning permission to Fingal County Council for this cycle and walkway. And again, they're predicting that work on that will start next year in 2019. So, that's a lovely part of the city there, that coastline. So I think that would be most welcome. And I've no doubt. I mean, it's a sensitive coastline as well there along that coast, and all those factors have been taken into account in the granting of the planning permission.
Yeah, well, it sounds great because there actually is one there, but it stops suddenly, and then you've quite a long walk to Port Marnock until you get to the roundabout down there, and it's actually quite dangerous, even for a woman with her children pushing the pram. Actually nowhere to walk. You're on a country road, so it all sounds great. And I believe a planning application will be submitted to the board for a new hole in the wall road as well. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, this has been in the pipeline for a while now. Again, if people are familiar with that area, and you really do need to kind of walk around it or cycle around it or indeed drive around it just to appreciate the amount of development that's going on, around Clongriffin, Parkside, all along the hole in the wall road as you head towards Balgriffin, and a lot of development going on in Balgriffin as well, and planning is needed for this. So there is plans to upgrade or replace the existing country lane, as you might call it, that's been there for centuries, and to replace it with a new road, heading off to Port Marnock, I guess. It's been championed by Fingal County Council, not Dublin City Council. So Fingal County Council are working on it. It'll involve CPOs, compulsory purchase orders. So that's proceeding slowly. I remember when I was a city councillor, we were presented with plans for this new road maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but it does need to proceed, and the council are proceeding with the plans for it at this stage anyhow.
Okay, right, so we better leave it at that, Sean, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish up.
No, that's great. Just keep up the good work in Near FM, and I wish you personally and your family and all the staff at Near FM a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year, if that's possible in the circumstances, with Brexit and everything else. But well done. It's a great community service, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Sean, and again, thanks again for joining us today, and a merry, very, very merry Christmas to you and all your family from all of us here at Near FM, and all the best to you. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you.
All the best. Now, that was Sean Hawley, TD, telling us about a number of issues happening in the Dublin Bay North area.